As this is a hypnotic recording, it should never be used while driving, operating machinery, or at any other time when you wish to maintain full awakening consciousness. Begin by allowing your eyes to gently close, and just imagine those eyes becoming heavier and heavier. And as you rest here, I wonder if you've noticed yet how comfortable your legs are beginning to feel. As you notice the comfort beginning to develop, you may be surprised to notice a tingling sensation in the soles of the feet. A tingling sensation there in the soles of the feet. That's good. And as those feet tingle, they begin to feel warm. Warm and heavy, and very relaxed. Very relaxed and warm and heavy. Heavy, comfortable, warm and relaxed. And that heavy feeling is spreading all the way up your body. That heavy, comfortable feeling spreading all the way up, over the knees, the thighs, the stomach, the chest, the shoulders, and the neck and the face. And as the relaxation spreads up to the face, so you begin to notice your facial muscles flattening out. And your head is becoming heavy and comfortable. Your eyes are relaxed, and you are feeling heavy and comfortable and so relaxed. Good. Just allow your eyes to remain comfortably closed whilst you continue to listen to the sound of my voice. And although you're aware vaguely of other sounds and movements outside this room, you're totally and completely focused on my voice. Completely and totally focused on my voice. And as you listen to the sound of my voice, after a little while, you may notice my voice drifting into the background at times. But you will eventually bring your total attention back to my voice and my words. So relax. And I'm going to ask you to think of certain things. And as you think of these things, you'll find that you become more and more relaxed, more and more detached, more and more comfortable, until you can't be bothered to think anymore. And when this happens, those thoughts will melt away, and my voice will remain in your subconscious mind. So relax and let go. And I want you to think of the numbers from 10 to 1. And we are going to count down in your mind in fraction form, starting with 10, and then going down to 9 and a half, and 9, and then 8 and a half. And you will keep counting those numbers down from 10 until all those numbers melt away, disappear, dissolve, and your mind is ready and open to my suggestions. I wonder if you can actually see those numbers in your mind, as though you are a child, back in your old classroom, and your teacher is writing them on the board. First the number 10, then a number 9, and at the side of it, a number 1 on top, a line in the middle, and a number 2 below, for 9.5, and then the number 9, and so on. And what I'd like you to do is to give each of these numbers a different colour. First, the number 10, the 1, and the 0. For example, the 1 may be blue, and the 0 may be yellow, or perhaps red. Imagine your teacher has a tray full of different coloured chalks. When you see the number 9.5, perhaps the 9 can be yellow, the 1 could be green, the line may be white, and the 2 may be orange. And I want you to use your own combination of colours, but each set should be different. Never the same colours in one fraction, in the same order. And you can be really curious about all the different combinations of colours and numbers as you count slowly down from 10. So begin now, starting with 10. Choose a colour for the 1 and another for 0. Then go down to 9.5. What colour is 9? And the 1, the line, and the 2 beneath. If you find yourself losing track of the colours and numbers, that's fine. That's okay. Just start again at the number 10. And begin seeing those numbers once more in your mind, allowing each one to take you deeper and deeper into gentle, hypnotic rest. Remember the colours. You are becoming more and more deeply relaxed, more and more comfortable. And whenever your subconscious mind is ready to take over, you can just let go of those numbers and colours and let yourself drift into the deepest level of hypnosis that it's possible for you to go to at this time. I'll be quiet for a few moments to allow those numbers and colours to formulate in your mind as you drift deeper and deeper into gentle hypnotic rest. As you continue to drift down deeper and deeper, my voice can drift with you, can travel along with you. My voice can even assume the identity of someone else, someone you know, someone you can relate to, so that wherever you drift, wherever you go, my voice will go with you. You have now become so deeply relaxed that your mind has become so very sensitive, so very receptive to what I say. Everything that I put into your mind that is for your own good will sink so deeply into the unconscious part of your mind, and it will cause so deep and lasting an impression there that nothing will erase it. Consequently, these things that I put into your unconscious mind will begin to have a greater and greater influence over the way you think, over the way you feel, and over the way that you approach your goals. Allow your mind to wander where it will, as I talk only to your subconscious mind. You're listening to me today because you have decided to improve your guitar playing confidence, and this powerful hypnotic session will help you do just that. Although I can't promise you'll become an accomplished musician in the space of half an hour or so, what will happen is that you will enjoy your instrument, whether there is an audience present or not. You will thoroughly enjoy playing the guitar so much, and have such a strong desire to be a really good guitarist, that you will want to practice whenever you can, and this practice will pay dividends towards speeding up your expertise and musical ability. In a few moments, I will ask you to visualize certain scenes in your mind, and you will find that by imagining these scenes I describe, this will take you deeper and deeper into hypnosis, deeper into a lovely, calm and peaceful feeling. Imagine yourself in a comfortable place, getting ready to play your guitar. And the first thing you do before starting to play is to check your neck, shoulders and back to make sure they are loose and nicely relaxed. You relax your muscles in this way before every guitar practice, as it helps to release the tension in your body. After a little while, you find yourself doing this automatically before positioning your body. Now see yourself with your much-loved possession, your favourite guitar. Perhaps you are practicing major seventh arpeggio patterns, numbers 3, 4 and 5, to help you to visualise the notes of each arpeggio on the guitar neck. And you practice constantly until your ear leads you to the right locations. If you play a wrong note now and again, don't worry, you can just act as though it was meant to be and continue to play. Once you have practiced your first routine a few times, you do it again, this time without looking down at your instrument. Then, if you were sitting down before, and if your style of music is appropriate to this, you have another go at your routine standing and moving around, ensuring your guitar is as low as is comfortable for you. This may mean using a guitar strap to hold it in place, and you feel and look like a rock star or someone you admire as you strut around the room, strumming your guitar. You also practice a few tunes that make you feel good, tunes that are familiar to you and that you are comfortable with, and you sing along to your music, feeling happy and elated as you love what you do, as you do what you love to do. Your guitar playing is now improving with each and every chord, song or tune that you play. You practice whenever you can, at least once or twice a day. This is one type of practice that you love to do, and you really enjoy improvising now and then, adding your own personal note to the strings. You want to play beautifully, to make others happy or sad as they tune into the mood of your play. So you create the atmosphere that your music demands. And it's so easy for you, is it not, to do just what you love doing most, and know that you are becoming the talented guitarist that you have always aspired to be. You find that music is in your blood, and if it wasn't before, then it certainly is now. As you play your guitar, your fingers respond intuitively. You don't even need to think about which chords or strings to play. Now that you feel more relaxed and confident about your playing ability, you progress to more unfamiliar and difficult tunes. You find learning becomes easier, and the more you practice, the better your performance is. From time to time, you may like to play your guitar in front of a mirror, or video yourself as you play, so that you can watch and listen to yourself as an impartial observer. And if you make a few mistakes, so what? You don't worry. After all, this is why it is called practice, and practice makes perfect. Remember that not all mistakes are bad. Some of these turn into sensational ideas for new tunes. And I bet every guitarist in the world has made mistakes at times. Each time you play, whether harmoniously or not, you are training your ears to detect the notes, the rhythm, and the beat of the music. You regularly take a break from the hard pieces and go back to playing the ones that you really enjoy. Playing a couple of easy pieces can be just as good as taking a rest, and you then feel confident enough to tackle the hard piece again. You may like to play tunes that you can sing along to as well as play. Just a few fun songs. Nobody need listen in if you don't want them to. And singing along really uplifts your spirits. You are playing guitar because you enjoy playing, so it is never a chore for you. You take your music seriously, but you also like to have fun. For you, that is what guitar playing is all about. You are not afraid to let your fingers go walking in new places. After all, you never know what new chords and tunes you will find. You find yourself sliding all your fingers up by 2, 3, or 5 frets from open A major. The results give you some interesting variations to play with. If you don't already use your pinky finger, you find yourself using it more. You find that hooking your thumb over one or more of the lower strings can make your chords sound fuller, richer, and more powerful. And when you've had enough of practicing, you're not afraid to stop and give the body a good rest, so that the next day you'll be fully refreshed and ready to start playing again. And your guitar playing improves day by day. Your enjoyment of playing also increases, and if for any reason you are unable to play one day, then you find yourself missing your routine and eager to start once again at your earliest opportunity. And you always begin with your relaxation exercise, relaxing your back, your neck, and your shoulders, moving them around for a few seconds to loosen any tension before picking up your beloved instrument again. I would now like you to visualize your favorite guitar player, someone with talent, who you would really like to model yourself on, without, of course, losing your own uniqueness. Your favorite guitarist is going on stage in front of thousands of people. What you are unlikely to see is the effect on this guitarist's nervous disposition. Oh, how he or she would love to just run away and not do it. It is a natural feeling. But they bounce onto the stage, perhaps addressing a few words to the audience before picking up their guitar and standing in front of the microphone to sing all your favorite songs. As you watch and listen in a trance-like state, an amazing thing happens. You find yourself floating out of your body and drifting across the audience to the front of the stage and into the body of your perfect guitarist. All at once, it is you up there on the stage. You are the one playing your favourite songs in front of this vast audience. You are the one who has captivated your audience and receives rounds of applause after each number. You are playing as your hero plays, moving as they do, matching the chords, strumming in the same way, and you do all this spontaneously, without even thinking about what you are doing. You are singing with the same highs and lows, the same melodic voice, and occasionally catching the eye and winking or smiling at someone close to the stage, or a member of your backing group, if you have one. As you play your guitar, you are also expressing your innermost feelings, because you are totally engrossed in your song, feeling every emotion, loving every minute of your song. Your guitar playing is powerful, dynamic and expressive. Your fingers glide elegantly across the strings, playing with perfect control, excellent speed, timing and phasing, creating the most delightful sounds. When your performance has finished, you take a small bow as the sound of applause suddenly explodes. The audience are crazy about your guitar playing, and they want more. They beg you to play one more song. So again, imagine yourself on the stage. This time it is you in the wings, waiting to go on. And as you wait, you practice your loosening technique. You relax your back, your neck, and your shoulder muscles, releasing all tension from your body, freeing yourself of any doubts or possible nervousness. You take a couple of deep, refreshing breaths and propel yourself into the limelight, where everyone is waiting eagerly for you. Once again, you are playing with precision. Your fingers and thumbs have taken over, and they remember each chord and each string. If it is part of your act, then you sing along, moving in time with your music, playing even better than your hero, because this is your personal style, and it suits you perfectly. Run through this in your mind for a few moments as I am quiet. Good, that's really good. And having beautifully played your pieces and concluded with taking a small bow and thanking your audience, you are momentarily met with silence. And then all of a sudden, your audience explodes into applause once again. People are whistling, shouting for more. You bask in the glow from your audience, feeling quite hyped by this time. In a lovely, warm way. You realise that all your practicing was worth it. One might say that all your hard work has paid off, but for you, this work wasn't hard at all. It was easy, enjoyable and fun, and something you are really determined to continue with every day. And if in the future you should decide to take any exams in guitar playing, you know that you will approach them confidently, for you know exactly what to expect and have practiced each piece many times, so much so that you are perfect at it. And all this practice really shows in your performance. Your natural ability for guitar playing really shines through, and any examiner would be very impressed with your talents. you are a great guitarist. You can play any style with ease. You play with great control, tone, and resonance. You hear with perfect pitch and clarity, for you have trained your ears and you trust yourself implicitly, allowing your hands and fingers and thumbs to memorize the chords and strings and tunes that you play. After a short while, you find that you can play any song you hear immediately. You duplicate songs easily and exactly. Every lead, every rhythm, every bass is perfect. What you can imagine, you can play instantly. You have a storehouse of talent and natural creative ability. From this moment forward, you love playing your guitar so much that you practice at every opportunity, always remembering your relaxing technique before starting to play. You never stop learning and discovering new things that you can do on your guitar. You put your heart and soul into everything you play, loving every moment, creating such beautiful, haunting music, doing what you really and truly love doing. The music flows from within you, and you often lose yourself in the music. You have so much fun playing the guitar and enjoying the ride that you want to practice as much as you possibly can. And these suggestions are firmly embedded into your subconscious mind and grow stronger and stronger day by day. They grow stronger by the day, stronger by the hour, stronger by the minute. Your guitar playing is great. Everyone tells you so, and you tell yourself too. You develop a new relationship with your hands and fingers and thumbs, trusting them to remember everything that they need to remember. And they do. When you are ready, I will count the numbers from 1 to 5. And at the count of 5, you will be wide awake, fully alert, and refreshed, and ready to allow these suggestions to work for you. 1, 2, 3, and coming slowly back. 4, eyelids beginning to flutter, and 5, eyes open, wide awake, mind and body returning to normality.